You to Jared here. Jared is the, well, I guess Jared, you can introduce yourself. Maybe that would be the easiest and tell Bob a little bit about your store, maybe how long you've been using AccuTrade and what your experience has been.
Yeah, so I mean, my name is Jared Hicks. I'm 27 years old. I've been at Toyota for about 4 years, been in the used car manager position for about a year. And that's pretty much how long we've been using AccuTrade as well. We were a V Auto dealership. We've got a couple different dealers that we're under. We got a Lexus store as well and partnerships in a couple other stores. But mainly we were V Auto until kind of my position kind of emerged. And then we were introduced to AccuTrade. And I think about, I'd say April of last year is when we kind of parted ways with V Auto and started using AccuTrade. And we've been rolling along ever since, quite happily, to be honest.
That's really great news. So I've gotten oblique feedback, I think, from Sean, from his experience, your experience at your stores, and it's
Sure.
obviously a great thing for us to hear these stories. And I would say that first, I appreciate it greatly that you're getting some benefit from it, but secondly, there's going to be some things coming to the tool in the next, I'm going to say month, it should be in the next couple of weeks, that I think are going to be really great adds for you.
Sure.
Do you use Monroney labels at all for looking up original stickers?
Nope, never even heard of it, to be quite frank with you.
Okay, that's going to be on your tool. So when you're looking at a car, you push the button and you actually will see the original Monroney on, I think, 27 brands of cars. There's about 10 brands that we don't have, but on a large number of cars, as soon as you get the VIN, you're going to actually be able to see the original Monroney label. So I
Okay.
think that's actually useful
For
in
sure.
many cases. If you're looking at chicken salad or chicken poop, you follow me?
That's right.
It gets you in a little bit deeper. You're going to have the ability to share your condition report. So when you actually are, doing your appraisal, and hopefully folks will be starting to take, I would say, a half a dozen to a dozen pictures to highlight damage and so forth. Obviously, that's useful then as the used car invoice to show the consumer as the rationality of why you're giving them X for the car, that your insurance
Absolutely.
company has underwritten that, right? And it really does give a rational visual third party, let's call it, when you just walk out and as the used car manager, you dump the appraisal on the salesperson's desk, it's not quite the same because you're just picking a number out of the air, which is it's probably the right number, but the consumer doesn't know where it came from or why. You follow
Sure.
me? When we rationalize it, our theory is, that you really are putting it into a format that in today's world, it allows someone to consider the facts in order to recognize the validity of the number that you came up with. And
Sure.
as we highlight a dent, a scratch, like a wheel or a tire or whatever it might be, a bumper, a burn hole, a stink in the car that somebody's sucking on cigars, right? In other words, all of those things that it allows you to, it's not trying to hurt the customer. You're quantifying things that in a rational way, you enable them to. So from that point, you're going to be able to actually share as the used car invoice, not as the invoice, but as the universal condition report with any select group of dealers that you would like to advance that car to. So if you traded a vehicle for 12 G's and you feel that you have four or five people that could theoretically be a buyer for that unit at 14 G's, right? You're able to put it in as a purchase value where they know that you're relatively young in the business. When you're at a Toyota or a Lexus store, the cars that you trade are very desirable, even if they're junk. You understand? Because from an acquisition person, an animal, a used car dealer that is a constantly looking for drugs, a car, right? The further up the chain of events that you can get them to the source, the cars become more valuable. You see, in
Sure.
other words, when you as the used car manager have now made a conscious decision to enable a drug addict to have access to your drugs.